Hello, and welcome back to Believers Academy. This is lesson two of our series, How to Make Jesus Lord of Your Family. And my name is Jason. We want to get right into our study concerning how to keep Satan from destroying your family. When it comes to keeping Satan from having an inroad, the first thing we must do is examine ourselves and be open to change. Change is not a very popular subject, yet if we want to improve our relationships, we need to be ready for change in our own thoughts, words, lives, and attitudes. Before we can make any big changes in our households, we need to have our own lives in order. Let's look at 2 Chronicles 7:14. It says, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and restore their land." The Bible uses the word repent to mean to turn around and go the opposite direction. There are things we have been doing that are not right according to God's word, so we need to turn around and go a different direction. You see, we've been following our own set of rules of right and wrong. God wants us to follow His perfect knowledge and understanding. The Bible tells us that anything God says or does is right. End of story. That describes the kingdom of God, His way of talking and living. Anything that is said or done that is contrary to God's way will not succeed. And the Bible tells us in Romans 3:23 that all have sinned, that is, moved in a direction away from God and His will. Because we went in the wrong direction, we fell short of the glory of God, or the ability of God, or the presence of God. No wonder we end up in failure. And we need God, and the way to stay in tune with Him is to be sure to have a firm foundation of the Word of God in your life. And 1 Peter 5:10 says, "In His kindness, God called you to share in His eternal glory by means of Christ Jesus. So after you have suffered a little while, He will restore, support, and strengthen you, and He will place you on a firm foundation." And as we discussed in our last lesson, God wants to be your total source. He wants to restore you to fellowship with Him. He wants to support you when you are weak, and He wants to give you the strength and courage to obey and follow Him. And He wants you to be established on a firm foundation, the foundation of the surety of what Jesus did for you at His death, burial, and resurrection. In other words, God wants you to have a successful life in Him and desire and even push yourself to be like Jesus in your thoughts and your words and actions. And Romans 12:2 says, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." The Apostle Paul told us in Philippians 4:8 what to think about. And now, dear brothers and sisters, one final thing. Fix your thoughts on what is true, honorable, right, and pure, and lovely, and admirable. Now think about the things that are excellent and worthy of praise. God is perfect, and His attributes are the finest. Work with the Holy Spirit, and let His character be formed in you. 2 Peter 1, 5-7 tells us what we should expect from Christ's work in us. Supplement your faith with a generous provision of moral excellence, and moral excellence with knowledge, and knowledge with self-control, and self-control with patient endurance, and patient endurance with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love for everyone. Now that's the kind of person we all should want to be. Now, this is a strong person who knows where to get strength, power, and love. And once you have your life in order, you'll want to watch over your family to keep Satan out. Be on the lookout for the works of the devil. He will try to bring lies, deception, pride, greed, hurt feelings, and strife into your home. Now, we are told in 1 Peter 5, 8-9, stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. And Jesus said in John 10:10 that Satan's purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. But God has given you power, so it's time to stand up and shout, "The devil is not going to destroy my family in the name of Jesus." And mean it. Because James 3:16 says, "For where envy and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. As Satan is a deceiver, he's a mind corrupter, and he is one of his main weapons is strife. And this verse says, strife brings confusion and every evil work. And that's pretty strong. And do you want every evil work in your home? No, of course not. Then it is your responsibility to stop strife before it gets started. Tell strife to leave. Don't tell family members to leave. We're not talking about them. We are talking about the spirit of strife that has been sent from Satan to destroy you. Now refuse to allow it in your home. Why? Because God has given you the authority to guard your home from the enemy. That is your God-given right. And how does that work? Well, there are two things involved. You believe and you speak, and you believe that as a Christian, God has given you the authority. Believe God will do what you say if you say what's in His Word. Then speak. Speak the Word of God. Speak with force. Speak in the name of Jesus. And here's an example of how to guard your home. Say this, in Jesus' name, I believe God has given me authority over my home and in my family. And I speak in the powerful name of Jesus that strife, confusion, and every evil work are not allowed here. And Jesus defeated Satan, so he has no right near me or my family. In the name of Jesus, this is a home of peace and obedience to God. Evil has no place here and cannot come in. In Jesus' name, amen? And Father, we thank you for giving us your word to cast out and keep out every evil form. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. Now, finally, you'll want to train those over whom you have authority. It's your responsibility as a leader in the home to guide and teach your family to live a life of peace, godliness, and obedience. Proverbs 22:6 says, direct your children onto the right path, and when they are older, they will not leave it. Amen. And in other words, the training you give them now will also benefit your children in the future. We have heard theories about disciplining children, but the Word of God says to use the words of your mouth to discipline, correct, and change the course of the lives of your children. For example, an airplane pilot listens and obeys to the voice from the tower. Small course corrections are needed along the trip to keep the pilot from a large mistake later, like landing at the wrong airport. Understand that little changes and corrections on the journey can keep you from making big mistakes near the end. If you refuse instruction, you may find you have totally missed the goal. And speaking of words, look for good things to say about your children. Reward their actions and attitudes with your words of approval. If you see wrong attitudes or actions, speak forgiveness and encourage them to do what is right. Reinforce your unfailing love to your children, but be honest about their actions. If they need to change, tell them in love. And remember to smile. Children and people observe your mood by your physical expressions and facial features. So smile a lot and laugh often. It's good for you and portrays others your commitment to love them. Also, allow your family to see you read and study the Bible and hear you pray. This is a great example for them. And encourage your family to memorize scripture. You can make it a game or a competition. Make up a song with the words of the Bible verse and sing to one another. You may already have ways to motivate yourself and your family to study God's word. Of course, as you read and memorize the word of God, they will too. Psalm 119:11 says, I have hidden your word in my heart that I may not sin against you. Congratulations, we have reached the end of lesson 2. Let's review. Examine yourself and be open to change your own life and to be like Jesus. Then, watch over your family to keep Satan out. And finally, as a leader in the home, train those over whom you have authority. As you do these things, expect the blessings of God to be in your life and in your home. This is God's will, and He will work with you to make it happen. Hallelujah. So, before we say goodbye, I want to invite you to come back for lesson 3, How to Change Your Relationships Fast. And in this series, How to Make Jesus Lord of Your Family, we will talk more about ideas to help you teach your children and how to dedicate your family and family members to God. Until we meet again, God bless you. We encourage you to seek change for the better of yourself and for your family. Come back soon, and remember, Jesus is Lord.